Today, the PAP launches our manifesto. It is our roadmap to navigate a changed world. We present a fresh team to tackle the challenges ahead. And we stand ready to serve all Singaporeans with new resolve. Changed world, fresh team, new resolve. And to secure a brighter future for all. That's our slogan. That's the message we will bring to Singaporeans for this election. Let me say a few words on each of these themes, and I'll start with a changed world. There is a gathering storm ahead of us, and we are flying straight ahead into turbulence. We knew it was going to be difficult. We had expected changes with a new Trump administration in America because he had campaigned on imposing tariffs and addressing trade imbalances. So having won the presidency, we knew he would deliver on what he had campaigned. But the tariff package has turned out to be more drastic than anyone expected, and it's the biggest shock that this post-World War II global system has ever experienced. America has since postponed the reciprocal tariffs, but the problem has not gone away because the base tariff rates remain and they are much higher than what they used to be. And there is now a full-blown trade war with China. The uncertainty is deeply damaging for business. Companies don't know what rules to apply. Many will hold back their investments. And all this will weigh heavily on the global economy and in turn impact our own economy. MTI has already revised our growth forecast downwards, and we can't rule out a recession this year or even more job losses. But it's not just about our prospects for this year alone. Our bigger concern is the kind of global environment we are entering into. Because we have encountered downturns before. And if it's a cyclical downturn, the economy goes down, we know how to deal with that, and we have been able to bounce back in the past. But this time, something is different. This time, it's not just a matter of economics. The rules-based global system that had enabled stability and shared prosperity around the world is coming apart. America, which once underwrote this system, now wants to step back from being the global leader and the world's policeman. America can choose to do this, but which other country do you call? Which other country will fill this gap? In fact, no one, no country is able to or willing to. So what happens when something emerges in the world, when conflict happens? What happens when there are issues to address? Who is the leader the world turns to today? Unfortunately, the answer may be there is none. Moreover, between America and China, tensions will continue to rise. America regards China as a strategic threat and wants to prevent China from overtaking it. China says it's ready for a tariff war, a trade war, and any other type of war, and it will fight till the end. No one can tell how the relations between the two will unfold in the coming years. So it will be a period of a very messy and unpredictable transition globally, with more fragmentation, more contestation, and more uncertainty for the world. And here in Singapore, we must brace ourselves for stormy weather. How we navigate through these turbulent times will determine our future and our children's future. There are some who want to make light of this situation. They claim there is no need to overreact. But that's not how we do things in the PAP. We will always be upfront and transparent in highlighting the challenges ahead. We will never gamble with the future of Singapore and Singaporeans. And that is why one of my key priorities has been to put together the best possible team for Singapore. We have an excellent team today, capable, dedicated, and fully committed to serving Singaporeans. Amongst them are experienced veterans who will continue to contribute their wisdom and guidance. But it's also my duty to renew the team. We must bring in good people with the heart to serve as our future backbenchers, potential office holders, and leaders. And when the new candidates come in, they will inject fresh energy, new ideas, and diverse perspectives to strengthen our team for Singapore. They also need time, the new candidates. We have to expose them so that they can learn, grow, and eventually some of them will take on bigger responsibilities. And that is why I've worked so hard and put in so much effort to renew our team in this election, so that we are well prepared for the future, so that the PAP can offer Singaporeans a capable and strong team at the helm, not just for the next 5 years, but also for the next 10 to 20 years.